CERN has entered long shutdown 3 on the Large Hadron Collider. The LHC has been running since 2008, discovered the Higgs boson in 2012, and has accumulated an extraordinary amount of collision data. Long shutdown 3 is a planned maintenance and upgrade period. The accelerator will be offline for several years while engineers install new superconducting magnets and upgrade the detector systems to prepare for the high luminosity LHC era. This scored 252 points with 76 comments.
The HN discussion was notably thoughtful about what long shutdown 3 means for particle physics as a field. The LHC has been extraordinarily productive, but hasn't found the new physics beyond the standard model that many physicists expected. Supersymmetric particles, dark matter candidates, hints of extra dimensions. The community is now in a somewhat uncertain position. The existing theoretical frameworks predicted we'd find something by now, and we haven't.
The long shutdown 3 upgrades are designed to increase the luminosity, essentially the collision rate, by roughly 5 to 10 times. The expectation is that higher statistics will either reveal subtle effects that were statistically invisible before, or definitively rule out large classes of beyond standard model theories. Either outcome advances the field, even if ruling things out is less cinematically satisfying than discovering new particles.
The stem cell egg research from Conception Bio is one of the more significant biology developments on the feed today. The claim is that they've produced the first early-stage human eggs derived from stem cells. This scored 135 points and 91 comments. The HN discussion was careful. Several people with relevant backgrounds pointed out that early-stage egg covers a lot of developmental territory, and that the path from here to functional oocytes capable of fertilization is still long and uncertain.
The implications if this research line succeeds are significant for reproductive medicine. Currently, women with conditions that deplete their egg supply have limited options. Stem cell-derived eggs would in principle allow egg production independent of a person's existing ovarian reserve. But the regulatory pathway, the safety questions, and the timeline are all genuinely uncertain. The HN comments were appropriately calibrated, interested, and engaged, not hyperbolic.
Meta's Brain 2 Wordy project scored 168 points with 83 comments. The research describes a non-surgical brain-computer interface using surface EEG-style sensors rather than implanted electrodes that can decode typing intent with sufficient accuracy to produce text. The QWERTY in the name refers to the researchers using a mental QWERTY keyboard visualization as the interface paradigm.
The non-surgical aspect is where this diverges most significantly from the Neuralink direction. Implanted electrodes get better signal to noise because they're physically closer to the neurons, but surgery creates barriers, cost, risk, recovery time, regulatory complexity. If non-surgical approaches can get to useful accuracy levels, the addressable population for BCI assistive technology expands dramatically. The current accuracy numbers in the paper aren't competitive with implanted systems, but the trajectory of improvement matters more than the current point.
The matrix orthogonalization paper for recurrent models is a more technical ML contribution. The claim is that applying orthogonalization constraints to weight matrices in recurrent networks substantially improves memory retention across long sequences. It scored 49 points and 5 comments, which suggests a fairly specialized audience. But the underlying technique has potential relevance to anyone working on sequence modeling tasks where transformers are computationally expensive.
Vitalik Buterin's piece on indistinguishability obfuscation is part one of what he's framing as a series on the final boss of cryptography. IO, as it's abbreviated in the field, is a theoretical construction that would allow you to obfuscate a program so that its inputs and outputs are observable, but its internal logic is completely hidden, even to someone who has the obfuscated code. The implications for cryptography, smart contracts, and privacy systems would be substantial. The current state of the art is that practical IO doesn't exist yet, but theoretical constructions have been improving. Vitalik's piece is a pedagogical introduction aimed at a technically literate, but not cryptography specialist audience.
Now, and this is a natural place for it, given we're coming off the Anthropic story cluster and the CERN discussion, let's do the what if we're wrong exercise for today. The most confident claim circulating in the HN community today, implicit across multiple discussions, is this. Transformer-based large language models are the architecture that will define AI capability for the foreseeable future, and investments in that direction are sound.
That's a reasonable target. The confidence is high, the investment is enormous, and the community discourse largely treats alternatives as curiosities, so let's probe it. The matrix orthogonalization paper is one small data point, but it sits alongside a body of work on recurrent architectures, Mamba, RWKV, and their variants, that suggests the transformer isn't necessarily the ceiling of sequence modeling capability. It's the dominant architecture right now because it scales predictably with data and compute, not necessarily because it's fundamentally optimal.
The specific assumption I'd interrogate is the scaling hypothesis, the belief that more parameters plus more data plus more compute reliably produces more capability. That's been roughly true from 2019 to 2025. But the Lienstrahl story today, the nano-banana story, even the matrix orthogonalization paper, all point toward a parallel trend. People are finding that smaller, more architecturally constrained models are competitive on specific tasks at a fraction of the cost. If that trend accelerates, the companies that have bet billions on frontier-scale training runs face a real strategic question.
The strongest counterargument to "we're wrong about transformers" is the demonstration effect. Transformers have produced genuinely surprising emergent capabilities at scale that weren't predicted from first principles. Claude Sonnet 5 exists. The capabilities are real. Arguing that a different architecture might have gotten there more efficiently is speculative, while the transformer performance is empirical.
Fair, but here's what to watch for if we are wrong. Watch the energy cost numbers. The cost per useful output is declining across the board, but if architectural alternatives start showing a step change improvement in that ratio, not incremental, but something like 5 to 10 times, that's the signal that the transformer's dominance is genuinely threatened. The compute economics are ultimately what drive the architectural choices at scale.
Also, watch the recurrent model papers coming out of the next few major ML conferences. The orthogonalization result today is one data point. If we start seeing a cluster of results showing recurrent architectures matching transformer performance on tasks that were previously transformer exclusive, multi-step reasoning, code generation, long context retrieval, that's the tell.